This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a study of Psalm 103 using a study approach where you answer a few questions after reading the portion of Scripture. The first question we considered was, what did the psalmist say about God? Now let's look at the question, what does Psalm 103 say about man? It's clear that man is a sinner according to Psalm 103. This is referred to in verse 3, and in verse 10 it says, he does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. He also explains that we are mortal in verses 14 through 16. Man's days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. It's humbling to realize this, but it's good to know God knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. In spite of our sinfulness, man is redeemable. He can be forgiven, lifted up from the pit, and be crowned with compassion and love. God hates sin, but his anger is overcome by his compassion and love when you turn to him in humility and faith. When in right relationship with him, he satisfies your desires with good things, so your mouth is renewed like the eagle's. Verse 5. Once we experience his saving grace, we're able with grateful hearts to praise him with our whole being. Then we can join the chorus of heavenly and earthly beings praising God. No wonder verse 11 declares, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him.